What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Have an afternoon like this for you.
Surreal. I mean, I couldn't have dreamed it up any better. From the fans to just getting out there and being able to compete against a good Seattle team.
How much did that first batter, that first strikeout, getting that call, how much did that help you settle into? I'm sure you had some nerves at that point.
Honestly, I felt pretty good. Once the batter stepped in there, it was just competition mode from there. But getting the first one out of the way is always good.
What do you see on that double play? And did that kind of help you ease the tension at all of just it being your debut?
I guess a little bit. I guess the ball just kind of found me on that one. Got a little lucky, hit my glove. Wasn't really something you draw up, but it worked out. It
looks like Mendy said something to you when he took the ball there in the fifth. Could you share what he said?
Just good job, and welcome to the show.
How did that make you feel just getting that outing out of the way and performing so well?
Yeah, that's kind of when it really hit me. It was like on the way off the field. Had finally made it.
You had the back-to-back walks there, and then Hefner came out. Was there any kind of message that got through to you there?
Just give me a breath. Making sure I'm staying out front with my off-speed pitches, not letting my body get ahead of my arm.
You said that you like the competition aspect of most of all. It's fun for you. I mean, does it feel any different at the major league level when you're facing battles like that?
Of course. I mean, these guys are the best of the best. But yeah, at the end of the day, I'm trying to execute my pitches as high as I can. And if they end up hitting it, they end up hitting it. But I'm just going to try to compete as hard as I can.
You get in on the celebration at the end of the game. You get the water cooler bath. How does it feel just to immediately be thrown into this clubhouse and just immediately develop that kind of chemistry with these teammates up with the big club?
Yeah, I mean, when I got here yesterday, they made me feel like it was home. So I think all the guys in here do a great job of just making it feel like a really, really good culture and environment for everybody.
What did they do to you in here after?
I won't talk about it.
Don't the ovations mean to you both? We're coming off the field in the sixth and then two or three times the dugout, right?
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I mean, we got the best fan base in the world, so it was definitely special to get that. And...
Did it kind of take you by surprise when they showed you on the scoreboard?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then I just saw everybody kind of part away from me that I was talking to at the moment. I'm like, uh-oh. Didn't really know what to do at that time, but... It was awesome.
Have you had a chance to speak with your folks after the game?
Not yet. About to head out there in a little bit.
You obviously got a lot going on with the Major League debut, but the team hasn't been playing well leading up to this, and they kind of needed you to be a bit of a stopper today. Did you feel some responsibility beyond it's my Major League debut?
I don't think so. I mean, I was going out there and trying to compete and trying to win every game I go out, and at the end of the day, that's what I'm here to do is try to win. So.
How big was that curveball for you today? Everyone kind of talked about your sweeper coming in, but how big was that?
Yeah, it was kind of hit or miss at times, but when I threw it with some good conviction, it ended up being a great pitch for me today, especially with two strikes.
How much do you utilize that pitch? I mean, it's like Andrew said, it's not the pitch that everybody talks about. It's not the main pitch on your scouting report. How often do you use it, and how do you like to utilize it?
I think it's just day-to-day. Whatever I'm feeling that can miss a barrel or miss a bat, and today it happened to be the curveball in quite a few counts.
You're more like an infielder than just a pitcher when you made that double play. Is that your background in being a two-way player? Is your athleticism a big part of what you do out there?
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay as athletic as possible, but I think that play was majority luck, honestly. I don't know if I ever practiced ground balls behind the back.
Because that's the hard part for a lot of pitchers to make.
Yeah, I think, playing infield in my past, I think definitely helps with that. But just fielding it was the hard part on that one, I think.
How big was it for you to give up the hitting component of your game, just in your development as a pitcher?
I think it was huge. Just being able to have my legs every start and be able to recover a little bit better in between starts, I think was the biggest thing for me.
Personally, like just as a batter, how does that help you in terms of pitch sequencing and location and just kind of knowing the batter's perspective going into that?
Yeah, I think it helps a ton. It's easier for me to see, I think, when guys are on the rocking chair a little bit and kind of what they're looking for, and hopefully establish a plan early on.
How are you going to celebrate this tonight?
I'm going to hang out with some family. Fiance's in town, so I'll hang out with her and hopefully grab a nice bite to eat somewhere.
Were you surprised to see Carlos come out when he did to come get you?
Maybe a little bit, but I was in the moment as much as I can. So, but yeah, it was a fun day for sure.
Francisco got your first strikeout ball. Did you get it yet? And do you have anything else from today?
Yeah, it was in my locker when I came back in here, so it'll be good to give to my parents, and I'm sure they'll be excited to get it.
Have you had to make any changes to get lefties out better as you've moved up the ladder?
Yeah, for sure. I think being able to go glove side more and establish the inner part of the plate to them.
Fastball?
Any pitch. A lot of my stuff tended to be arm side for me and kind of out over. So being able to get that and as well as the curveball has been a great addition for me.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.